Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. This hadith is about that which must be observed before the war, you know, the etiquettes of war, or the, you know, the rules which must be, you know, followed during and before and after the war. As you know, we are in the month of Muharram, and this is the month in which the third Imam of the family of the Prophet, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, was brutally martyred on the plains of Karbala, along with some of his choicest companions and some of his closest family member and kin. And as you know, for those of you who are familiar with the Battle of Karbala, you know, the opposing side, you know, the side who opposed Imam Hussein alayhi salam in this battle, they did not observe, you know, a lot of these wartime rules, and you know, and this has been recorded in the annals of history. Let's look at some of these, suggestions which the Prophet made, and see we can, you know, and every fair and just person, can, you know, can look at history and assess whether, you know, the side opposing Imam Hussein, if they observed these prophetic rules or not. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, "Befriend people, give them time." Meaning, you know, if there's a, you know, your enemies, you should befriend them first. Give them time, you know, to assess, you know, the truth of Islam, and do not raid them unless you first call them to Islam. For you to call all the people of the earth, those who live in houses and those who live in tents, to Islam is dearer to me than for you to bring me their women folk and kill children as captives and to kill their men. Meaning the Prophet is, you know, giving us a very general rule, and that is that in a war, in the advancement of Islam, in the progress of Islam, a war or force is, you know, kind of a last resort. And before that, we must, you know, actually deliver the message of the truth of Islam to the people who are opposing us, and allow them to assess, you know, whether Islam, you know, is, you know, the truth or it is not. It's only after we have properly and properly conveyed its message, you know, in a very objective manner and in a proper manner, and made sure that this message has been delivered, you know, to our opponents, and they have heard it and they have understood it, it's only then that if they staunchly oppose it, even though they have recognized its truth, it's only then that, you know, we as Muslims have, and of course they have displayed their, you know, hostility towards us, it's only then that we have this permission to, you know, to go ahead and use force if necessary, you know, to prevent them, you know, from harming us and from harming our people. Imam Ali alayhi salam has also said the following. He said this at the Battle of Siffin. He said, "By Allah, I did not postpone the war even for one day, unless if I hoped a group of people would join me to be guided by me and repose in my light. And I love them more than killing them for their choosing to remain in error." Which echoes the same thing we were talking about. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at that which must be observed before the war in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali.